Hello and welcome to Newsmakers on CHCH. I'm Louis Butko. Thank you for joining us today. And in case you missed the news, one of nature's most spectacular phenomenons will be happening in our region in just a few short weeks, as on April 8th, a total solar eclipse will cross North America. And I have the perfect guest to tee it up for us, your favorite amateur astronomer, Mario Carr.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mario Carr with Hamilton Amateur Astronomers. Stay safe, everyone, and remember...
You can catch him every Sunday on CHCH Evening News with his segment, The Night Sky. In addition to his amateur astronomy, he's also a former journalist and longtime public relations professional, and I'm very pleased to have him in studio today. Mario Carr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I have to admit that, you know, I do the show a few times a week. Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell somebody, oh, yeah, you know, a local MPP's coming on, a Ward 2 counselor's coming on. I told them that Mario Carr was coming. It was the biggest celebrity I possibly could have gotten.
No. Really?
Absolutely. you've been part of the CHCH Evening News on Sunday nights with your segments. Those are all...
Yeah, for about 4 years.
You do that from home.
Yeah.
You choose the topics.
Yeah.
You send it in.
Yeah.
You've been doing that 4 years now.
I've been doing it now for 4 years. And by the way, I make it all up.
don't say that at the beginning of the interview, Mario. Say that at the end, and then I can... Okay. Now I don't trust a word you say. I know you and Steve Ruddick are close friends, too.
Yes,
you guys are amateur astronomers. Where...
Yeah.
The love of the skies, where'd that come from for you?
That came from... Well, my grandparents used to live in New Brunswick, in Minto, New Brunswick. And the first time I saw the night sky, I'm going up what they call the North Minto Hill, and we're going to the theater. And it's so dark in New Brunswick. And I go up there, and all of a sudden, the Milky Way is right there.
Wow.
This is in August, July, and that was incredible. That's when it all started. Then I started asking questions to my grandfather, asked questions to my mother. They told me all about the stars and the heavens. My grandfather was really into nature, hunting and fishing and all that stuff, so... Really, astronomy is sort of like a naturalist of the night sky.
Yeah.
So it all began that way. And then I got my first telescope when I was about 6 years old. I was living on Hampton Heath Road in Burlington. And the first thing I saw was the planet Jupiter.
Wow.
Okay? You look at Jupiter and you can see its moons. And it looks like a miniature solar system. And at that point, I just got hooked.
Yeah.
Right? I said to myself, this is incredible, right? This is fantastic, right? So I always wanted to become an astronomer, but that never happened. So I got into journalism, and I wanted to become a science writer. And one thing led to another. I was living in Toronto at the time, and I wanted to start promoting the astronomy events through the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. And they didn't really have anyone to help them promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody came out to their events. I started doing it. They got 3,000 people out to one event, okay?
Wow.
And even the president told me, he said, Mario, we love what you do, but stop doing it.
Too many people.
Yeah, too many people.
We
can't handle crowds, right?
Now you're part of the Hamilton Amateur Astronomers.
Yes.
That organization, about 1,000 strong on Facebook.
About 1,000 strong. They have about 200 members,
mm-hmm.
right? So before I started promoting the club, we had about 60 or 70 members. So it's definitely grown. The other thing, too, is we are now the largest independent astronomy group in Canada.
Wow.
Okay? The main one is the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. That's a big umbrella there across Canada. And then there's a few independent ones, and we are one of the independent ones that are pretty big.
What does this organization do? You look to the stars, but what a typical meeting, is there discussions about what you see? Are there certain things you're looking at certain times? Just take us through a general meeting of the Hamilton Amateur Astronomers.
Well, we're all basically nerds, right? And we all love the night sky, right? We all love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do normally at the meetings is that we have a speaker. And they talk about an event, or they talk about their profession or what their specialty is in astronomy, right? Mm-hmm. Then after that, we have somebody talking about what's going to happen in the night sky for this month.
Okay.
Right? So that's basically what we do at these meetings. We also, one of our mandates is to outreach. So we're supposed to do a lot of outreach in the Hamilton area, and that's what we're doing now.
I would say this show, maybe a little outreach. Of course, exactly. I reached out to you, so we're gonna count that, too.
That's right.
Let's talk about the eclipse. How long has this been on your radar?
About 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've had April 8th, 2024
circled on your calendar.
Right?
And
yeah.
I can't wait. I'm just, you know, rubbing my hands and all this other stuff. This is my first total lunar eclipse, solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. I went to a partial solar eclipse on Pelee Island in 2017. Mm-hmm. And I went there with friends of mine, Dave and Carol. And it's absolutely incredible. The difference between a partial and a solar eclipse, during a partial, not the whole moon will cover the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But during a total, the whole moon covers the sun totally.
Mm-hmm. And this is, like I said, this is a once in a few lifetime event in this region.
Well, I would say it's a once in a twice lifetime event.
Okay.
Because the next event is going to be 2144. I don't know anyone who's going to live for 120 years.
Oh, come on, Mario.
Right?
Yeah. And so for this moment for you, I mean, this really is a passion project, this night sky.
Yes.
But to be able to do it, to be in the path of
totality,
this is big because of the amount of people who are in that path, correct?
Yes. This is the first time when there's going to be so many people in urban cities that are actually going to, it's going to be a live event going through a lot of urban cities.
Mm-hmm.
And so something like 44 million people are going to be watching this total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
That's incredible when you think about it.
Absolutely.
You know, most eclipses happen in, you know, off areas, right? Mm. Maybe over the oceans. We get about 3 to 5 eclipses a year. And on the average solar eclipse happens in the same area once every 375 years.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's why it's so precious. That's why it's so special.
This one also special because of the totality duration, no?
Yes.
And why is that? What makes this one, sometimes it could be a few seconds of totality. We're going to get lucky this region, but just explain to us the totality duration and why this one's significant.
Okay. Totality, there's a band of totality. It's about 115 miles across, right? We're basically on the edge of totality.
Okay.
So we're going to get about 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Okay.
Okay? Totality begins at 3:18. The sun starts to cross, the moon starts to cross the sun at 2:03.
Okay.
Okay? Then at 3:18, that's when totality starts. Then the whole thing ends about 4:31.
Yeah.
Okay? So us astronomers have been looking forward to this, obviously. So that's what's going to happen. We get about a minute and 50 seconds, whereas Niagara Falls, they're closer to the center of totality. Center of totality is probably in the States, probably around Buffalo.
Okay.
Niagara Falls is going to be about 3 minutes and 31 seconds. So it's a little bit longer than your normal. If there's a normal total solar eclipse, right?
If there's a normal one, how would we know? There are things that I've realized, like, NASA's wants, amateurs to sort of notice things that are happening. Watch your pet, see what happens.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of things to study in these 1 minute and 50 seconds here in Hamilton, because this doesn't happen too often. What are some things that, I mean, other than the actual eclipse itself, what are some things that people at home can be kind of watching for?
This is going to be really cool. Okay. This event, everyone should be watching it. Okay. what's going to happen is as soon as the sky gets dark at 3:18, You'll probably be able to see some stars at night during the day.
Yeah.
How many times do you get to see that, right? And you'll be able to see the planet Jupiter just on the upper left and the planet Venus on the lower right.
Okay.
Okay. And if we're lucky, right between Jupiter and the sun, we might be able to see a comet.
Wow.
Yeah. Comet 12P Pons Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, wow. Which will be really cool.
That would be just that. And so what, that depends on just visibility in the day sky? Or
on the visibility, but comets are really unpredictable.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes they're duds.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really great.
Yeah.
Right? Most of the times they are duds.
Yeah.
Right? That's astronomy. Right? It's always weather dependent.
Yeah.
Okay? We've all, at our club, we've had the Perseids meteor shower at Binbrook Conservation Area, and I would say 70% of the time it's a washout because it's cloud,
wow.
Right? So that's the way astronomy is.
How much are you're watching the sky? How much are you counting on Steve Ruddick and Shelley Marriage's forecast over the next week and a half? You got your own separate machine that's kind of watching where the clouds are coming from there, Mario?
Well, yeah, I do.
No, I believe
but
it.
But you know, the forecast is only good to 24 hours,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So now they're predicting something like it's only going to be 20% clear. I don't have too much credence on that.
Okay.
Right? So really, guys, wait until it's closer, right?
You've brought a couple of these pairs of these glasses.
Yes.
These are, I don't want to say important. These are imperative.
Imperative.
If you plan on watching the, why are these so important for the eclipse?
You do not want, let me repeat, you do not want to look at the sun directly. If you do, you will burn out your eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
No. Right? What do these glasses do? What are they providing in terms of, because I can't see anything right now.
You can't see anything.
So I'm saying.
But if you look at that one light up there, you might be able to see something. Do you see something?
I see something,
yeah.
So I see a little square. Yeah,
so they're cutting out most of the radiation that's going to harm your eyes.
So this is how bright that's going to be, because with the moon blocking the sun, it's that bright. Because like I say, I'm looking at the lights, which are pretty bright here in the studio.
Well, that's nothing
compared to
the sun, right?
Really? What? It's not compared to the sun? Because it's super important. Because you're saying you will burn your eye if you are doing...
You will burn your eye.
Really? Yeah. And so these are super important.
These are super important. They have to be approved by the ISO.
Mm-hmm.
And these are... But from McMaster University, believe it or not, McMaster University got rid of 650,000 of these viewers, right, in, about a month?
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Depending on where you are, I know some areas have their local libraries are still giving them away in some places, but it's important. Do not stress that enough.
Yeah, you do not look at the sun with your sunglasses. Take special care.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The only time you can look at it is during totality, when the moon is over the sun completely.
Mm-hmm.
But once that moon starts moving and there's a little bit of sun,
the fraction of a second,
do not take a chance
with
your eyes. It's just not worth it.
And speaking of your eyes, also important, I know we here at CH, we've bought in special filters similar to these
for your camera.
To go on cameras.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, because you should also you have the possibility of damaging your camera, right?
Big time.
Well, if you're taking pictures of these.
Big time.
Yeah.
You got to watch it with all your astronomical equipment, cameras, whatever you have, right?
Yeah.
You want to be careful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is going to be really exciting. And I do want to let people know, you're actually going to be part of our coverage here at CHCA on Eclipse Day.
I'm going to be down at Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Table Rock.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it.
So are we. So are we. That was
but a... I'm not looking forward to the traffic. It's 1 million people.
Yes, that's what they're saying. This could be the biggest tourist event ever in Niagara Falls, and that's saying something, because the falls are pretty nice to look at, too. But I think that between the falls, and I'm really looking forward to being down there as well. I will let our listeners, our viewers know that CHCH is going all out for eclipse coverage. We'll have coverage on Morning Live. We'll be going live at 3 o'clock. With the special programming and 6 o'clock, of course, to recap the whole day. And like I said, I'm very much looking forward to being in Niagara Falls, a place 30 minutes down the road from where I grew up, to see this once in a lifetime event. Let's look to the skies a little bit more. Other than the eclipse, what are you looking for as the season turns to spring? Someone was telling me the constellations actually shift.
They do.
So that what's coming back? What's going away? What should we be looking at the skies for?
You're
going
to be looking at more springtime constellations like Leo,
okay?
Right, and springtime is definitely the season of galaxies.
Okay.
Right? So there's a lot of galaxies that you can see in the sky at that time.
This time, I know sometimes in Burlington and Hamilton, Niagara, Toronto, light pollution is a real thing, right?
Yes,
light pollution is a real thing. You know, you'll go to the cottage, you'll go a few hours up north. That's the one thing with me is every time I go to my cottage or somebody's cottage, the one thing you say is, look at all the stars.
Yes.
How do you combat amateur astronomers combat light pollution? Are there particular spots in the region that are better? Like how? Because it does sometimes put a, no pun intended, put a damper on what you're seeing up there.
Oh, it does, big time. And so what a lot, we at the club, our area, our observing site is the Binbrook Conservation Area.
Okay.
It used to be really good, but now with all the building in Binbrook, it's not as great as it used to be.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the unfortunate part of when we build up
a new... Yeah, look into the skies.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, what I like to do is I like to observe early in the morning. Because I find there's less light pollution. There's less people on the road. Maybe some lights are off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, the best things to see, in my opinion, are things that are close to the Earth, like the moon. I can observe the moon for hours through my telescope.
Yeah.
I've been doing that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put on high power and you feel like you're jumping around the moon, right? And it's just great to see. And also Jupiter. And all the planets, they're so bright, you can really see them from your backyard, right? So there's a few things that you can see as well. And also there's light filters that you can use on your telescopes as well.
So somebody is going to see the eclipse, and more than a few people are just going to be blown away by the significance of it, right? We're so little, and I think that's what scares people when they look to the skies, right?
It's true. We are nothing.
The little insignificance of what we are in the galaxy and things like that. But if someone catches the bug, somebody looks to the skies, they see a comet, they see Jupiter, they see this natural phenomenon in front of them, where would they go after April 8th to continue to build? How would you encourage them? Maybe they don't have money for a telescope right now. Maybe it's something that they can start. What is something that you would do to help encourage more people to look to the skies?
Well, they can come out to our club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our club is a great resource. And we also have a lender's scope program. So people without telescopes can actually use our scopes,
and
we can sign it out. It's like a library of scopes, right? And there's also a library of books, too, right?
Yeah.
So if people are interested, they want more information, come on out. It's the second Friday of every month at St. Matthew's Church on Plains Road in Burlington.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one more thing I wanted
Absolutely.
To mention
Go
about
for
the
it.
Eclipse
yep.
is that there's the corona around the sun is going to be bigger this year than normal because there's a lot of action happening on the sun.
Okay.
Okay. So during the eclipse, you'll be able to see streamers. It's the outer atmosphere of the sun. So that's another cool thing to look out for.
There's going to be a lot of cool things to look out for. And I knew I was going to be in a good spot being in Niagara Falls. Now I know I'm going to have the right person beside me to explain it all to me. Mario, thank you for making the time. Thank you for bringing these because you saved
welcome.
Me a trip next week of trying to find the last few pairs.
I don't know where you would have got them, honestly, right?
Yeah, I think so. But thank you so much for your insights, Mario. I really appreciate
welcome.
It.
Well, thank you.
And every Sunday we can catch you here on CHCH Evening News.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Mario, thanks so
Thank
much.
You very much.
All right, my thanks to Mario for joining me today, and my thanks to you as well, because we could not do the show out without your support. Make sure you like and subscribe to CHCH Podcast so you never miss an episode of this show or any of the other great shows we have for you, including a brand new episode of Sportsline with Bubba O'Neill that you can find right now wherever you found this show. One more time, thank you, Mario, for joining me. Thank you, Mike Corston and Chantel Grillo in the control room, and to everybody else from all of us here at CHCH, I'm Louis Butko. Have a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mario Carr with Hamilton Amateur Astronomers. Stay safe, everyone, and remember,